County Board of Commissioners public hearing for the ambulance service area plan. The public hearing is to consult with and seek advice from each person, city, entity, or rural fire protection district within the county that provides or desires to provide ambulance services and has notified the county of its desire to be consulted prior to the adoption of the update of the ambulance service area plan and the boundaries of any ambulance service areas to be established under the plan. In addition, the county will hear testimony from interested public citizens. Oral and written comments will be accepted. Written comments must be received by Wednesday, May 10th, 2023, and can be submitted either via email to rvanderwal@co.morrow.or.us or by mail to Morrow County, P.O. Box 788, Hepner, Oregon 97836. The board will consider the comments received to draft and adopt a new ambulance service area plan and designation of the boundaries of any ambulance service areas at a future meeting. The county is currently operating under the 1998 Ambulance Service Area Plan and Ordinance MC-C-4-98. Oral comments from a person, city, entity, or rural fire protection district within the county that provides or desires to provide ambulance services will be limited to 10 minutes of testimony, and comments from the public will be limited to 3 minutes. Okay, so I'm going to read a statement and then the opening statement that we read for any public hearing. So, why is Morrow County developing a new ambulance service area plan? Morrow County is developing a revised ambulance service area plan for one reason and one reason only. We are required by Oregon state law and administrative rules to do so. Unfortunately, over the years, Morrow County has not been carrying out its legal duties and responsibilities, and as a result, we are out of compliance on our current ASA. We are operating under a 1998 plan that has never been reviewed and updated as required every 5 years. An attempt was made in 2021 but did not follow the required legal process and was never completed or approved and adopted by the county. We are working with the Oregon Health Authority to complete the process as soon as possible. The process to update the plan has been started, and we are committed to conducting this procedure according to law in a fair, impartial manner. Now I will read this is the opening statement for a public hearing. I call this public hearing of May 10, 2023 to order at 6 p.m. My name is David Sykes, Chair of Morrow County Board of Commissioners. I will be presiding over this public hearing of the Board of Commissioners. The purpose of this hearing is to invite testimony from members of the public regarding the development of a new ambulance service area plan for Morrow County. Pursuant to ORS 682-062, this public hearing is required to occur before the Board of Commissioners can consider developing and adopting a new ambulance service area plan. Anyone with an interest in today's agenda may offer relevant oral or written testimony. To offer oral testimony, you must first sign at the main entrance of this room. When you are called to speak, please speak clearly and tell the Board of Commissioners your name, the city where you live, and who you represent, if applicable. If you have exhibits or other considerations, such as a copy of your testimony, photographs, petitions, or other documents or evidence, please leave those in the container marked for that purpose at the entry. All testimony must be relevant to the public hearing at hand. If your testimony is irrelevant or repetitious, I may interrupt and ask you to continue with relevant comments pertaining to the ASA. Demonstrations from the audience are prohibited, and audience comments will not be part of the record. Only comments directly from the podium. I will now call for abstentions or conflicts of interest. Any conflicts of interest should be mentioned in a statement made that either A, the commissioner declares a conflict of interest and the commissioner may participate in the hearing. B, a commissioner refrains from participating in the hearing.
So for the record, I will state that I'm on the board of trustees for Good Shepherd Hospital. This action or hearing in no way will impact myself financially or Good Shepherd financially, either one of us. So, but I will declare a potential conflict of interest and participate in the hearing.
Okay, we'll now begin taking public comment. And the first person would be Emily Roberts.
Thank you. I'm Emily Roberts. I'm the CEO for Morrow County Health District. I know that you've heard from me before. I do have another document that I need to enter into the record. Today is the last day that I understand you will be accepting documents on this topic. I do believe that everyone who is named has received a courtesy copy of this already. However, I will briefly summarize what this is. I will give these copies to Roberta, and she can distribute them as she would like to do so. This is a filing in the Circuit Court of the State of Oregon for the County of Morrow. Morrow County Health District is the plaintiff. Morrow County and Boardman Fire Rescue District and Michael Hughes are the defendants. It is a civil complaint for breach of contract, promissory estoppel, tortious interference with contract, and declaratory and injunctive relief. The amount of prayer is $4,372,350. A jury trial is requested, and we are requesting the filing fee in the amount of $884. I have read through this. It's 20 pages, so I will not be able to read it into the record, but I would like to enter it into the record for this hearing by giving you these copies.
Thank
you. I can provide it electronically as well,
if
you don't already have it.
Okay. Next up would be Felix.
Who?
Felipe.
Here, speak up.
Felipe?
You're here.
Yeah, you're up.
Come on down.
Come on down. Sit on down.
I'm in the hot seat. Ready?
Go.
Okay, my name is Felipe. My background is I'm a paramedic with the Morrow County Ambulance. I'm a nurse with Good Shepherd and Pioneer, but I don't represent them. I come here as a concerned citizen. I apologized earlier. I came and spoke in Boardman, but I was heckled by the fire marshal with Boardman Fire, and he took me off. You know, he took me off my where I should be. You know, where I should be respected. I think we should have a right to agree to disagree. Perdón, yo estaba aquí como las tres y el bombero de Boardman se estaba burlando de mí. Y perdón que no pude hablar muy bien la otra vez, pero yo estoy aquí porque yo creo que muy importante. You know, I have kids. They live in Oregon. They set the school records. My daughter's in there. 1,500. I got beautiful children. I got beautiful children that live in this area. So I'm motivated by that. I'm motivated by a perfect service. A year ago, I was offered a job between Morrow Ambulance and Boardman Fire. And my first offer with Boardman Fire was different from my white counterparts. And I brought that up with Mark, and he had spoken to the fire chief, and it was changed. But I felt violated. I felt like I was like all discriminated. And from that, I had a bad taste in my mouth. I did not accept the job. I decided to take a pay cut as a nurse and be a full-time paramedic. And from then on, I've been performing in Boardman, which I have heard a lot of slander, character assassination about our department. I provide the best service. Anybody out there is making comments, speak to me and show me the proof. Don't just talk about it. Show me. Put my name involved. I guarantee you. Anybody out there that's got my service, come out and support us. They're trying to take away our job. And we talk about evidence-based practice like fire and EMS is the best. If that's so, Hermiston Fire does a good representation of that. My contract said as a paramedic, I would not do any fires. I would not do any physical agility. I would have no probation. It's there for all you guys. This is going to cost Boardman taxpayers over $80,000 plus. In a time when food's expensive, eggs, I mean, my fellow Hispanics, everything's expensive. Do we really want to add more to the cost of living, which is getting worse? This is about patient care, the best service. I'm here. I'm a public servant. I've been doing it since 95 when I took my first wildlife class. Within that time, I worked at the Washington State Penitentiary. I worked for the Army Depot. I've worked in a variety of hospitals, a travel nurse, travel paramedic. I worked at OHSU. My thing is, if our service does get disrupted, my daughter has a medical condition And who out of you that are going to vote for this, you're not even taking notes.
Okay, you got to wrap it up.
Okay.
3 minutes.
Who's going to apologize to my kid if they stop breathing just because the agenda fits you? Are you going to apologize to my kid?
Well, your 3 minutes is up, sir.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
If they die, I hope it doesn't happen. But I hope it's worth it for you, whoever's involved.
You got your glasses.
Perdón.
Okay, next up would be Scott Gazelle.
Hello, Commissioners. My name is Scotty Zell. I am a resident of Irrigan. I'm also a board member of the Irrigan Fire Board. I wanted to make a quick note about a bit of testimony that was given in the last session. There was reference back to a one-hour call back in November last year when we had all the bad weather. That particular call was posted on Facebook by other people, and my issue with it is I was the driver on that call. We had a half inch of solid sheets of ice on the roads that night. My wife and I are both EMTs. We were sitting at the hall listening to radio traffic waiting to get paged out. When that tone went out for us to respond to that call, we within seconds were en route. The time it took was the time it took to safely get there. And it was not an hour. I would encourage you to go back to dispatch, pull that call up, look at the response times of that call. I know what's put on Facebook, I know what's being said in the public. I was on that call. So you guys get to choose what you're going to listen to and what you're going to believe. This whole thing's been going on for 2.5 years. And there's a lot of stuff that's being said, and it's not all backed up by facts. It's, you need to find out what the facts are. That's my recommendation to you guys. I'm going to read you something from the Oregon Administrative Rules, 333-250-210. Any person who furnishes, operates, conducts, maintains, advertises, engages in, proposes to engage in, or professes to engage in the provision of ambulance service must be licensed by the authority and comply with ORS Chapter 682, OAR Chapter 333, Division 255, and these rules before offering such service to the public. The authority means, and I quote from the document as well, means the Emergency Medical Services and Trauma Systems Program within the Oregon Health Authority. They're complaining that medics are showing up on scene from Boardman Fire and they're not being allowed to get into the ambulances. That's completely a liability issue. I mentioned that before. You guys need to read this. I know you guys have an attorney. Read this. It tells you what to do and how to do it. This is an ongoing issue. You three have the ability to put this to bed. This has been going on for a long time. One person in this community that isn't even from here has stirred the pot. The entire community is upset. And you need to listen to your community. These are the folks that you're responsible to. And I would encourage you to listen carefully. This is a big deal. This is going to affect Irrigan. This is going to affect our structure.
You have 3 minutes. Okay.
I'm part of the fire district.
Okay.
So I'm going to claim 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I apologize for that, but I'll wrap it up here directly. You guys set the standard here. If Bourbon Fire and Mara County Ambulance need to work together, you guys need to make that decision. That's within your authority. But you got to do it the right way. You got to go through Oregon Health Administration. You need to have a justification. There has to be a written, documented need. Again, that's out of the OARs. It's not just because somebody feels like it. This is not about feelings. Look at response times. I have the data here in charts for the response times for Boardman Ambulance. Response times out of the hall are less than a minute. This is rural Oregon. This isn't Portland. If I wanted to live in Portland, I'd go move to Portland. Response time's less than a minute. Put that up against the national average anywhere. So we can do better. How are you going to do better than that? You've got 24/7 coverage out of that hall right now. 24/7 with ALS care. How are you going to do better? How is that your justification for doing this? That doesn't make any sense. You're wanting to add more cost to the taxpayers. Explain that. I would encourage you strongly to explain that. You three can make this thing go away. This is one person in the community causing all this headache. You can put a stop to it.
Thank you. Okay, I just want to read again about the time limit. Oral comments from a person, city, entity, or rural fire protection district within the county that provides or desires to provide ambulance services will be limited to 10 minutes. So, I just want to reiterate what that is. So. Okay, Thomas Roberts.
Good evening, commissioners, and for the record, my name is Thomas Roberts, and I am the interim fire chief for the Irrigan Rural Fire Protection District. I'm going to start real fast with reading a statement from our board. Dated May the 8th of 2022, and this is very short. The Irrigan Rural Fire Protection District is here to serve the residents of Irrigan. At this time, we believe the current ambulance service area configuration with Morrill County Health District is best suited for our community. Respectfully, the Irrigan Rural Fire Protection District Board members. We were very specific as conversations occurred at our last board meeting. Nobody in that room wanted to call out either party in a negative way. We have great relationships with both parties. However, it is in our best interest as representatives of our community, we believe, to foster the relationship that we currently have with the ambulance service provider within our district. They are co-housed with us. They are great individuals with whom we work with on a daily basis. We also believe that it would be problematic if for some reason that service was interrupted in our community. And that is our bottom line, regardless of who, where, why, or how. With that, I would like to maybe get a little personal with you. First of all, a little bit about me. This is not my first rodeo when it comes to ambulance service areas. For those of you that are aware, I am a former emergency manager, and so this is about the third time I've had any kind of involvement with an ambulance service area plan. So I understand how the plans work. I understand this process. It's something I do not envy. Because I know you guys have a tough decision to make. With that, I would implore upon you, as the individuals that we, the citizens of Morrill County, elected, to make absolutely sure that whatever decision you're making is in the best interest of the entire county and the citizens that you were elected to represent, not any one particular community. I do believe that individual communities have the right to choose for themselves. I think where it becomes problematic in this instance is when we are involving an agency that over the last 30 plus years, through the involvement of every community in the county, has evolved. It is a system that was young when I started as a firefighter for Irrigan Rural Fire Protection District volunteering. It was mostly volunteer based at that point in time. However, I have watched it grow. And I've watched it become a very successful and viable operation, and I support that. To the extent... Okay, I appreciate it, commissioners, and I thank you very much for your time.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Joseph Foster.
Good evening, commissioners. My name is Josie Foster. I've been with Morrill County Health Department since 2014. I started as a volunteer and have worked my way up to a lead EMT in Irrigan. Once again, I feel it is time to point out a few simple facts. Number one, Gillam County has been called to Morrill County a total of 2 times in the last 3 years for mutual aid. Morrow County ambulances have been to Gillum County twice, I believe, for mutual aid. UCFD1, who is bigger than Boardman and Erigan put together, has used Morrow County Health Department's EMS services more than that in 6 months. Number two, as I stated at a prior commissioner meeting, Boardman Fire does not need a transport license to contract with the DOD or a naval base, nor do they legally have to have a transport license for a mass casualty incident. Current response times for Morrow County are well under the national standard, with Boardman Fire inviting themselves to every medical call in their district. Would it be fair to say that the response times are averaging equally? During the ASA process in 2021, the Paramedic Foundation recommended that Morrow County keep fire and EMS staffed separately for safety of the patients. Morrow County has an ordinance, MCC-498, which has not been repealed, gives clear guidance for applying to be part of the Morrow County ASA. There has been no part of this process followed by Boardman Fire or the Board of Commissioners so far. How do we guarantee that an entity who has served, who has been served with a legal complaint under this ordinance of default for 338 violations with penalties totaling $169,000 follow rules that they already ignore? They can't even manage to keep their personnel from berating people in a public meeting. Do we really want that in our county? Having a single ASA provider in Morrow County is the only solution that makes sense.
Thank you. Okay, next up is Shimer, I'm sorry.
Good evening. My name is Marie Shimer. I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm a grandmother, I'm an educator, and I'm a health district board member. The topic of ASA plans and ambulance service in Morrow County really needs to find a center around the essential right, not privilege, of medical care and access. The ongoing campaign by Boardman Fire to take over ambulance service in Boardman has been a systematic campaign that focuses on privilege for some versus the essential right of all citizens and visitors to Morrow County. In my role as a citizen, health district board member, and school district employee, I have the ethical and moral responsibility to be a voice and an advocate for those that may not have a voice at the table. Therefore, while I do not like the conflict we currently find ourselves in, I will continue to fight for that essential right to quality medical care for all of Morrow County. It would be easy for me as a resident of Boardman to sit back and hand ambulance service to Boardman Fire. After all, my access to medical care, in theory, will not change, or would it? As we have heard repeatedly, there is no business plan in place to support their ability to run an ambulance. At the same time, or an ambulance service at the same or better level than currently exists. In fact, what we have heard repeatedly from Chief Hughes and various board members is that they need the ambulance license to be able to make money. Morrow County Health District has repeatedly shared the cost of providing ambulance service across the county, a cost that we were able to subsidize due to our rural access hospital status in Heppner. Ambulance service in Eastern Oregon is not a for-profit business. In fact, I would hazard a guess that there are very few, if any, programs on our side of the state that do break even without the support of operational levies or additional funding through county taxes. Which then leads to the question of how does Boardman Fire intend to cover the cost of ambulance service without additional taxes to our citizens? What we have continued to hear from the few voices in Boardman is that they want their fair share, meaning because of the size of the community and the industry within their city limits, they have the right to more and better than the rest of Morrow County. I can't support that when we are talking about the access of emergency medical care. The essential right to medical care should not be based on who you are, where you live, or how much you have bullied the people around you. Over the last 2+ years, Morrow County Health District has continually tried to collaborate with Born and Fire and develop protocols where the two agencies could partner in this effort. However, Morrow County Health District staff have been repeatedly rebuffed, led on, and then flat out lied to. Yet we have and will continue to try to get Boardman Fire to collaborate on some sort of partnership because that is what will bring more and better service to the citizens of Morrow County. Thank you.
Thank you. Jody Ferguson.
Mine is going to be short. I want to thank Morrow County Health District and their board members for being in person at all the meetings. I believe this paints a very, very vivid picture that Morrow County Health District does not just care about one town in the ASA. They care about the whole county and the people they serve. Commissioners, Paul, Roberta, I look forward to working with you guys on developing the ASA plan that serves the whole entire county and is best for all residents.
Thank you. David Landstrom. David Landstrom?
Landstrom.
There we go.
Excuse for the casualness, but I kind of gathered it'd be okay in the evening hour. My name's David Landstrom. I'm a resident of Boardman. I'm also obviously a paramedic with the Morrow County Health District. Dr. Pepper, I want to give a visual. It's the original. The original was originally made with prune juice, but it changed over time. Then other people came alongside and said, we want to be Dr. Pepper. So they came up with Mr. Pibb. They came up with Dr. Skipper for the generic brand. But the original where I'm going at this is Dr. Pepper had to change to stay viable. The health district has changed to stay viable, and not just for market share, but actual to meet the needs and demands of the clinical and high acuity skills that are needed for patient care in EMS. I personally moved here to work as a paramedic, not to get involved in another battle. And David Anderson testified before about what it was like in Multnomah County. I want to be very clear. Working with the Boardman EMTs has been great. They understand that we have to function as a team when we're on scene together. I've been in the last 5 years, have not had a first responder, whether it was working in the jungles or whether it was working in critical care transports. So let's dispel that rumor that there's just these battles on the street. It's not occurring. And if it is, they need to come up. Yes, there can be differences of care, but that's not the issue. What we're looking at is, do we want Dr. Pepper or are we going to settle for a generic brand of Dr. Skipper? I think that what you look at what the health district has done, if you look at their plans that they've done throughout the area, as soon as they needed to switch, they've been very aggressive and very assertive of doing that to provide equity of care throughout. I've worked with the first responders in Irrigan and Hepner, as well as being able to get into Lexington. Everybody has been working with mutual respect. I came from Boardman to work in Hepner. They accepted me. I'm working in Boardman. They accept me. I come down to Irrigan. They accept me. I think what we need to look at is, can we move this forward and understand continuity of care and continuum of care and provide equal care throughout the district? 30 years I've been hunting in the Hepner unit. Let me tell you what it's like as an outsider going through Hepner as a hunter. It's not pleasant. However, to be accepted as an EMS provider is exceptional. I challenge you to stick with the original and move forward with high quality. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Jess Ann? Okay. We'll make sure you hear about that.
My name is Teresa Rahak. I am a Boardman resident. I am a mother. I am a grandmother. And I'm here for a couple purposes. I have sat and listened to the Morrow County Health District employees and board members in here nonstop supporting what their cause is. But what they've all failed to do is acknowledge that we have not had an OHA approved, valid ASA since 1993. That alone speaks volumes to their failures in completing their tasks. What I have here is 238 signatures from Boardman residents who want to support Boardman Fire getting their license. One of the things I'd like to address is the Morrill County Health District continuously references their 1998 ASA. They also continuously address this board telling you to wait to see if Boardman Fire will be added to that ASA before allowing them to apply for a license. Apparently, they haven't read their own document. Number 3C literally says, in order to apply, a list of vehicles to be used in providing ambulance service, including year, make, and model, and verification that each vehicle is licensed as a basic life support and or advanced life support ambulance by the state of Oregon. So either they haven't read their document or they are intentionally trying to sabotage the fire department from even being able to apply according to their own reference that they keep citing. This document also never gave control of the EMS advisory board to the health department. Who did that? I can't find it in any board of commissioners meetings. So that is for you guys to decide, for you to appoint an advisory committee. And I strongly hope that you guys do that. One of the things that we continuously hear is how Boardman is refusing, the fire department is refusing to work with the Morrill County Health District. I also have the letter dated October 7th that says, we respectfully request that we step back from the current process. That wasn't Boardman Fire. That is the health district doing that. And a month and a half later, they're claiming that they had no idea that they were no longer in that process. Something else that we have. I have a letter from Emily Roberts to OHA where she says 35-mile radius, that we'll lose our federal funding. 35. If you actually pull up that document, it says 35 drive miles. The devil is in the detail. We wouldn't be here today had the Morrill County Health District done what they were supposed to do. By, when I say this board, I mean anybody who has previously sat on this board. This board, April 28, 2021, voted to let them do their ASA based on, am I done?
Yeah. 3 minutes.
Just wrap it up.
They told them that they had to come before this board yearly for a review. A year later, they didn't do that, nor did they get the Board of Commissioners approval on their revisions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You want to submit those letters?
Yes. Does anybody know if the chief's around? Because I actually made him a copy also.
Might be in the courtroom.
Thank you.
How many?
238. Okay, next is Stephen Munkers.
Stephen Munkers, here again.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Steve, I was called worse at my graduation, believe me.
I apologize.
As a resident of Oregon, and just wondering, has the commissioners put forth some kind of survey to see what the feelings are around the county? He or she has signatures, but I'm sure she went to certain people and got her signatures all right. But I'd like to know if the commissioners have put forth anything to find out for sure what most of the residents think. Because this is a pretty small group that's actually speaking at these hearings.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, next is Mary Mortensen.
My name is Mary Mortensen. I'm a resident here in Oregon. Have been for quite a while. Previous foster parent, I worked for the state of Oregon. Law is great, politics suck. I'm just gonna say that. My biggest issue is if we didn't have our EMTs and our ambulances, my husband would be dead twice now. They responded within minutes to our house. We live on 7th. If that response time came from Boardman, I wouldn't have him today. Josie was a big piece of that. She saved him twice. If we do not have our EMTs here close by, there's elderly in our community, there's people that haven't even heard about this committee meeting,
I went by door to door for a couple of our community neighbors, older folks, who don't have Facebook, who don't bother with that stuff, had no idea this was even happening. They couldn't even come and speak because they didn't know. Those are the ones who are vulnerable. My father's elderly. He's got an aneurysm. He'd bleed out before they got from Boardman to here. My thing is I don't care about the politics. I don't care about the money. I care about the people in our community not dying because they didn't get the services that they should have. I got it.
Thank you. Next would be Jason Mortensen.
Just like she said, my name's Jason Mortensen. Live in Irrigan. Been doing foster care. We're parents, we're grandparents. We've been in this community for quite a while now. Just like she said, I had a failure. I was doing dialysis for quite a while. My insulin pump malfunctioned on me, went down. Josie came and saved me. The Irrigan fire and ambulance came and saved me several times. My dialysis machine failed me. Calibration went off during dialysis and took too much fluid off. I would have been dead several times if it hadn't been for the response time that we have here. I'm worried if something happens to me again, what's going to happen when they're coming from Boardman. I want the response time. We pay for a service with our taxes, and it would just be a shame to see our response times go down because now we have to wait for somebody to come further. What happens when the roads are bad from Boardman? Yeah. Just like Scott was saying. The roads get bad here. The ice is thick. Do we risk two other people's lives to try to save one person because the roads are bad? Things happen. I understand that. But if we have someone further away to try to save us, who are we really saving? And that's not just for me. I'm also talking about all the other people that have those problems as well. There's plenty of people in the community that do dialysis, that have diabetes. Who are we, you know? Do you have a loved one? Do you have a loved one? That's all I worry about, is the response times.
Thank you. Okay, George Scheimer.
I'm George Scheimer. I live in Boardman. Been there since 2011. My job is a Boardman Police Department police officer. Been that since 2012. I work with the ambulance crews there, along with the fire department on medical calls all the time. I want you to know this has made a big impact, and I know you got to make a tough decision on things you got to do, and it's very important that you do listen to the people like you're doing, and I appreciate that. Since starting to work with the police department in 2012, there's been multiple changes in the ambulance care. The three entities have worked well together in helping each other out. In my training, police own criminal and legal issues, and the other two entities help us out. Fire takes care of fire, and we help the other two entities help out fire and those entities. When the ambulance has, they own medical situations, and the other two entities help them out. When I first started, I was doing a lot of first aid. Now that in the changes of the years, we've got 24-hour coverage. That was one of the best things that has happened in the last few years. And I know that push has changed and helped so many lives in our communities. I do less and less first aid. The last first aid I've done, had to put a tourniquet on a man's arm and cut it with a saw. And I know I saved his life, and that's been it in 2 years. Since this has all started up, that's the only first aid I've had to do. Because of the good work that those men and women are doing. So I'm grateful for the coverage we have. Now, what I would like to suggest that you guys should do, in my opinion, is that as a commissioner, you should enforce that the ambulance continue to be served by the health district, with the Boardman Fire being licensed to work as a secondary service, that they be allowed to also transport, to be able to help out, because there are times where we have to have more ambulance services to help transport. But it's gonna take you guys to enforce that to happen in a regulatory manner. And that's why I think it's the best mix of the two entities of this. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, next up, Stuart Dick.
My name is Stuart Dick, Eurigan, Oregon. And guys, listen, it ain't personal. This is bigger than all of us. This ASA, it's been in the county for 28 years. It's been working pretty darn good. But listen, I'm going to tell you something. There was people behind that. My father's one of them that made that work before that. And to me, I question your legal authority to come in here and even say that on a technicality to go hire a lawyer and have that lawyer tell us this isn't accurate. That hasn't been adjudicated by any law. You're just saying this. As far as we're concerned, that ASA is still accurate, and now you got us in a $4.3 million lawsuit, and now we're going to have to pay for your lawyers. And as far as I'm concerned, each one of you has a conflict of interest on this. You two voted against your own legal advice to give an ambulance service. Every decision you guys have made has been in favor of Boardman or Boardman Fire. You represent the whole county. I mean, Jeff, you say because I don't have a financial interest. Listen, whether you have a financial interest or not, Boardman Fire District has politically declared a plan to contract Good Shepherd for non-emergency transfers. That's where you're on the board. Good Shepherd has also publicly shared their intent to expand services in Boardman in direct competition to Morrill County Health District. You're conflicted in this. You can't tell me you're not conflicted. Mr. Drago, I mean, I respect you, but listen, you're not voted in. You were picked by these two guys. There's a reason why they picked you. The first thing you guys did was say, oh, okay, we're going to write our new ASA. Well, you have no authority to do it. Listen, the Board of Commissioners chose to rewrite the latest five-year ASA plan not in compliance with local or state law. BOC has no authority to circumvent Oregon statutes or 1990 intergovernment agreement between Morrill County and the health district. In 28 years, you're going to wipe it out. You're going to wipe it out. You're going to cause nothing but heartache. Boardman Fire Rescue District has not submitted or even proposed a financial operational plan, and you're going to give them? Why shouldn't you make this thing work? I've done a count of the people. In Heppner, not one person supported your plan. Not one. In Boardman, 14 supported Morrill County, 4 supported Boardman Fire, 4 said fix it. Here, there's been 10 that want to see the board that you support the Morrill County Health District. You've had one or two maybe. So if you really are doing this to get a flavor of the people, they're telling you pretty loud and clear. They don't like what you're doing. Okay? They don't like what you're doing. You're gonna cause a lot of problems. So you've started this, okay. Now you're gonna have to fix it.
Commissioner Sykes, do you have any more comment cards?
No, well, we can just have your name put on here if you want.
Could you, Vine?
Yeah.
There's Vine back here with names on it, sir. Is that the comment card?
Okay, next, John Wenholz.
I'm John Wenholz, 74597, Depot Lane, Eurigan, Oregon. I could take a lot longer than 3 minutes, but I'm going to make it short and sweet. Throughout this process, I've heard what I believe is a lot of untruths, and people are misinformed what's really going on. Right now, I support Boardman Fire, and I think that the more ambulances that we have in the county, the better we are. I signed that document in 1998. There was only one ambulance provider at that time, and as everybody knows, our county has grown a hell of a lot since 1998, and that's about all I have. But I do support Boardman Fire.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, next up is Kelly Doherty.
Morning, Kelly Doherty, Boardman, Oregon.
I want to read the public announcement that you put out to Bexar County citizens. The board, the Bexar County Board of Commissioners has authorized the updating and modernization of the county's ambulance service area plan and designation of ambulance service area providers. In this process, the county will be working with Oregon Health Authority, all parties providing or interested in providing ambulance services, and all parties who wish to be consulted or provide advice regarding the plan and the boundaries of the ambulance service areas. While the county is working on the update, the ambulance services continue to be provided by Morrow County Health District under a 1998 ambulance service providers ordinance, so the public should not see any change in services. We are operating under a 1998 area plan. I think things have changed, services have changed, procedures have changed, and I'm wondering why we have gone back to 1998. I know that my husband signed an agreement. I know that two other commissioners signed it unanimously. We have an agreement in place. It got sent back for some Scribner errors. One maybe substantial. The other ones were page changes and nothing really changed. Why didn't we sign that? Why don't you three just step up and sign that agreement so that Morrow County can be assured that they're getting quality health care from a plan that's not dated back to 1998. We are stuck in 1998. We don't even, I mean, do we still do the same medical treatments? I don't think so. I think we've come a long way. It's also, you were to provide all the parties that want to be interested in doing this. And I've heard Morrow County Health District and Boardman Fire. Boardman Fire, at least in their minutes, was at one time interested in only Boardman and Irrigan, and now it seems that they're only interested in Boardman. Morrow County Health District is interested in the entire county. I haven't seen anyone or heard any testimony that anybody else is interested in any of those other areas. And that's what these hearings are about. Is there an interest for someone else to come in? We haven't heard it. We've heard from Irrigan Fire Department saying they have no interest. We've heard from Heppner Fire Department, they have no interest. Chief Hughes says, oh, the fire departments will just pick it up. They have no interest, and neither does anybody else. The only person that's interested in the whole entire county is Morrow County Health District. I've personally seen the links that Chief Hughes will go to. I've seen my name on the side of an ambulance. I've known that he has falsified an ambulance license to the OHA, and I expect better ethics and better morals from anybody that's in charge of my health care. Thanks.
Thank you. Paul Kiefer. Paul?
All right, good evening. My name is Paul Kiefer. I'm the mayor of Boardman, Oregon. I believe Boardman Fire should be granted a transport license. This license would create better coverage and create better service in Morrow County. More staff and equipment available only benefits the individuals, families, and friends, especially in the north end of Morrow County. This would greatly decrease and possibly eliminate the need of sharing an ambulance staged at Lewis and Clark, specifically for my citizens of Boardman. What I encourage is language in the ASA that allows local cities in Morrow County to have the opportunity to choose their ambulance service. Each community in this great county deserves local choice. Boardman is growing at a tremendous rate. We have our own local police department, which has proven a tremendous asset to Morrow County Sheriff's Department. If Boardman or any other city in this county was to choose their own ambulance service provider, as ORS 682-031 states, the ASA should have language to allow that choice. The challenge of updating this ASA is a good process. We've changed a lot, so I think it needs to be addressed. This county is a diverse county with each community needing different needs. I urge this commission to use the information it has gathered and make the necessary changes to the ASA that addresses the needs of each of our communities in Morrow County. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, that concludes the people in the room. So who do we have on Zoom that wants to testify? Anybody? Put your hand up. Okay. All right. That concludes the public comment period, and we'll now close the public hearing at 5:51 p.m. 6:51, sorry. Thank you all for coming, and thank you for your testimony.
Do you have the ability to... Oh, I'm so sorry, but I know the ability to speak is really limited. I send you the graphs when I send you the graphs. Okay, I'm going to download it from the website. I'll send it to you. It's really important you have it. I've submitted it previously, but I don't know if I thought to submit it as part of the official packet.
Well, make sure you do. I didn't skateboard again, but I wrote page 1 and page 2. Sorry
okay,
about that.
And you got your name on both of them.
Yes.
Good.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. Thank you much.
You guys have a good night.
Thank you. You too. Yeah,
Roberta, you were asking me something.
I wanted to make sure Zoom was muted.
It's muted now.
Okay, thank you.
But it was not muted in the beginning.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Yeah. But it's right in front of me. Yeah. It wasn't helping me. He was asking about what you're helping out. Yeah, helping
him. Together? So, what?
Put it in there.
I didn't bring a paper clip.
I don't think I have one. Oh, here's one. I know. Probably on somebody else. Yeah, it is.
Awesome. Thank you.
Here, put that. Hi. It's great to see you again. I mean, gosh, twice in one day. Good. Okay.
Well, this is not the best of stuff.
That's true. This is much better. Yeah. Even though it's not happy. Yeah. Just take care of yourself.
Roberta, do we need to say anything?
No.
Just shut it down.
Did anybody see how many people were on Zoom?